teams need to move six pies from one table to another using only their mouths. First team to move six wins $50 and takes control of the game. Trust us, we've got our pie on you. It's Double Dare.
All right, we got four pies on the table for our blue team. Now five pies on the table. Four pies for our red team. Working on their fifth. But blue is coming up with their sixth and seventh pies. Congratulations, blue team. You guys won our Toss Up Challenge. Give me some. Give me some. Woo! We did it, man. Woo!
It's Double Dare. We now welcome your host. Here's Liza Koshy.
Thank you. Thank you. We're serving up tasty trivia and a buffet of unbelievable obstacles for a chance to win some cash and prizes. Now, I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and joining me is a man who's been cooking up an endless supply of fun since day one. It's the Gordon Slamsay of game shows, Mark Summers!
Hi, folks. Nice to see you. Thank you. How are you, Liza?
How are you doing, Gordon Slamsay?
That's very funny. Do you read much?
Should read more.
You should read more. Yeah. I'm reading a book right now. It's so interesting. It's about the history of glue.
History of glue?
Yeah, I can't put it down.
You can't? Well, stick with that, Mark.
I will do that.
And he'll
so
be
much.
Sticking with those dad jokes. Yes, he will. Now, enough about me and my lack of reading. Let's meet our teams. On our blue team, we have best friends Liam and Theo. They're about a foot apart in height. He's actually on a little platform right now. Would you mind showing him? Where are you at? There you go! Hey, I'm living a lie too. It's all good. It's all good. Now, they're both a foot apart in height, but they both share an equal love for computer memes. Oh my god. Who runs the world? Give it up for them! Woo! So, I gotta ask Liam, Theo, who runs the world?
We do,
baby! Oh, snap! Beyonce told me it was girls, but I believe you. Okay. So I've also heard that you guys both won some kind of award recently. What did you win?
I won most likely Take Over the World, so.
Okay, so you're running the world.
Uh-huh. I won a Peacemaker Award at school for the last trimester.
So if you ran the world, what would be the first thing you do?
Yeah. Make it a two-day school week.
Two-day school?
Yeah.
You can learn a lot in 2 days. Mm-hmm. That's true. And you can learn a lot here on Double Dare. That's right, because we also have our red team playing, and they are trying to rise to the occasion. We have Gigi and Phoenix. They both love music and tap dancing. We'll see if they can dance away with a few bucks. They are Team Too Hype.
Too Hype!
So, tap dancing. How'd you guys get into tap dancing?
I was in a musical production, and I was placed in a choreography number where I had to tap, and yeah.
And I thought it was really cool how he got into tap dancing, and I wanted to learn some from him, and we thought it was really cool that we can make music with our feet and not only by singing.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So tap dancing, guys, what other kinds of dances do you guys do? I've heard you do hip-hop, too?
Yes, I do hip-hop and ballet and jazz, and then I'm starting cheerleading, and I do gymnastics.
Well, very cool. So you do ballet. I got to ask you, what's a ballerina's favorite number? A tutu.
Oh. Liza Koshy, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, y'all are too hyped, but I'm too hyped to play this game of Double Dare. Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
Yeah, they're too hyped. They're ready. All right, let's play some Double Dare. Here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team hasn't got a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
then let's do this. So my run the world are running the world already. You guys won $50 in the first challenge and you have control of the game. Here is your first question. Fourth graders George and Harold turned their principal into a kooky superhero in what book series?
Captain Underpants.
You got it, Captain. That's right. Run the world leading with $100 on the board. Your next question. Which of these is the term for an animal that eats both meat and plants? Is it a herbivore, an omnivore, or a candivore?
Omnivore.
Omnivore is correct. You got it. Your next $50 question. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are the longtime mascots of what cereal brand?
Rice Krispies?
That's right. Oh. 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 Feel like you're running the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're running the show already.
We on top.
Yeah. All right, your next question. Let's be honest here. Which 19th century U.S. president was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992?
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. Let's be honest here. Which 19th century U.S. president was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992?
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Now worth $200. What do we think, guys?
The physical challenge.
They're going to take the physical challenge. Run on over here.
The answer is Abraham Lincoln. We have a $200 physical challenge. Liza.
Thank you, Eric and Brett, to our manly challenge team bringing out our table for you guys. So one of you will have to blast a steady stream of water at all three of these balloons in 20 seconds, all right? You guys are going to push the balloons all the way up to your teammate who's going to be sitting on this side, but he's going to have to use a very special instrument called eyebrows. So you're going to put these goggles on. They have little needles on the very end, and it's going to pop the balloon. You guys got it?
Yeah.
All right, which one of you guys is going to be streaming?
I will be.
You're streaming? All right, go ahead on over there, and you're going to be popping, right?
Yep.
You got it. Go on over there. I felt like you should have been popping it with your hair. Yeah, that would have made sense. All right, guys, feel good?
Yeah.
All right, for $200, all you need to do is pop three balloons in 20 seconds. You ready? I know they are. All right, on your mark, get set, go! Oh, we got one balloon going up. Oh, go for it again. I like the rhino. Go for it. There we go. He's going uphill. He's going down. Boom, we got one balloon. You got 10 seconds on the clock. Pop it. There we go. One more. Pop it. Yes. Congratulations, guys. All three balloons in 20 seconds. Give me some. $200 is yours. All right, guys. Come on back. Give me some. Boom. Whoa. Oh, we're good. All right. Congratulations, Run the World. Still in control. You guys won $200 from that. Feel good?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Back in control. Here is your question. Which of these is the name of the popular YouTube series by the Fine Brothers that features kids giving reviews? Is it Kids React, Kids Respond, or Kids Freak Out?
Kids React.
Kids React, you got it, man.
Yeah.
You got it, kid. All right, your next $50 question. In American folklore, what frontiersman planted apple orchards across the United States?
Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed, you got it.
Yeah.
All right, your next question, guys. On what popular singing competition show will you find coaches Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, Kelly Clarkson, and Alicia Keys? $50, keep you in the lead.
The Voice.
The Voice, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Your next $50 question. Ace, double fault, and love are all terms in what sport?
Tennis.
Boom, you got it.
$100.
$600 on the board. They seem just as surprised that they're getting them right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and that sound means it's the end of round one. Right now we have Who Runs the World running the world with $600 on the board and Too Hype with no money on the board yet. You better stay hype because round two is coming up next and it's still anybody's game, right, Mark?
Oh, believe me, $400 physical challenge possible in round two. So Too Hype, don't be too worried. We're going to come back with lots more Double Dare, lots more cash free one, and what else?
Oh, round two is coming up next, so you better stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
To the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
Yeah, on your mark! Get set! Mm-hmm. Go!
First team to get three rolls in the bowl gets $100 in control of the game. So, what do you say? We party hard!
Red team, we've got one! Red team, we've got two!
All right, team, congratulations! Red team, you guys got three in the bowl! There you go. Good job, guys. Get off the toilet and come on back here. All right, well, congratulations. Too Hype. Now, here we are in round two. This question's for you. First question, $100. What do you call your mother's brother's daughter's brother? Do some math here, worth $100. What do we
Dare.
Think? Dare. Now worth $200 because remember, we're in round two. Everything is worth double the value. Who runs the world? What do you call your mother's brother's daughter's brother?
Cousin?
Cousin, you got it. That's right. Who runs the world is back in control. Here is your next question. What is the national summer sport of Canada? A.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $200. Too high. We can get you back in the game. What is the national summer sport of Canada?
Double dare.
Double dare. Now worth $400. What do we think who runs the world?
We'll take the physical challenge.
Come on down here, guys.
The answer is lacrosse. $400. If it switches to the other side, we have a tight game. Liza.
Scott and Brett look amazing. I've never seen you guys look any better. Seriously. Oh, there we go. Oh, put the hair together. Now, who would look fantastic in this is Mark Summers.
Really?
Mark, I need your help explaining.
Sure, why not? I'll be happy.
You have the strongest jokes, so I have to put the strongest head on yours.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so
Stodd's going to put this on?
Yeah, Stodd's going to put this on.
Okay.
So Mark is going to be our hammerhead.
Yeah, there you go.
This one's going to be good.
And then see, what you guys will do is walk over here, and there are eggs on this table, and you would take your hat and just smash them.
Smash each one.
Like that.
This is a funny game already. It hasn't even started.
You like it is, huh?
You have 15 eggs here.
Yes.
You guys have 30 seconds with your hammerheads to smash each egg. All right?
See the egg? Hold
yes,
on.
I
just
see
take it.
It.
Just hold on to
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll hold on to it.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, it's right over
I'm sorry,
there.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Oh, my gosh. That's,
My mind was just
blown. There you go.
That was amazing. Give it up for Scott and Brett, guys. Thank you, guys.
Hey, guys, why don't you join us down here?
Come on down over here, guys.
Because one little thing we forgot to reveal to you besides cracking all the eggs with your helmets, do this. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Mark knows math.
Oh! Vibrates.
That's
so
right.
They're moving all over the place.
That's right.
And they can crack all 15 in how much time?
30 seconds, Mark.
All right, you get $400.
You guys got this. You do. 15 eggs, 30 seconds, $400. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Go. There we go.
We have a whole egg here, which means they did not do it. $400 goes over here to Too High.
Hey, but good try, guys. Good try.
Good job.
Yeah, get those hammerheads off and come on back here, guys. Oh, who runs the world? You guys were using your heads real hard there.
Yeah.
You were. At one point, I think I started to see you nuzzle it just a little bit. It was very soothing. It was beautiful. Now, you guys weren't able to do it, but that does mean that our Too High won $400 and are in control again. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. All right, here's your question. What's the only American state whose name ends in three vowels? Worth $100.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $200. What's the only American state whose name ends in three vowels?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, you got it, me. Wow. Well, hello. All right, now back in control. Who runs the world? Your question. In the classical musical story, Peter and the Wolf, which of these instruments represents the duck? Is it the oboe, the drum, or the quaxophone?
Saxophone?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer was the oboe. And since there was no dare, there was no dollars. But that does mean Too Hype is back in control. All right, your question, Too Hype. What cute Australian animal sleeps up to 22 hours a day?
Dare.
Dare, now worth $200. What cute Australian animal sleeps up to 22 hours a day?
Koala.
Koala, you got it right. Who runs the world and back in control? We're going back and forth with control here. All right. Blue team, in your hands, your question. What 2016 animated film features Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick as Branch and Poppy?
Trolls?
Trolls, you got it. That's right, man. Whoa, hello. And that sound means time is up. Let's check the scores. Who Runs the World has $1,300 on the board, while our two hearts with $500 on the board, which means congratulations, Who Runs the World? Y'all ran this one. You guys are our winner. Now you guys get to keep that cash. Plus, you're headed to the amazing obstacle course. Now, my two hype, y'all were two hype this whole time. We had so much fun playing with you guys, and we have some amazing prizes backstage for y'all. Did y'all have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, and they're still two hype, so give it up for two hype, y'all. Woo! Are you guys ready for the obstacle course?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. I am too. Mark, are you ready?
You know, here's the deal. They may run the world, but can they run the obstacle course in under 60 seconds? Audience, what do you think? You ready for the course? Yeah! We're going to find out if they can do it right after the break. Stay tuned. It's going to be a good one.
Guys, are we feeling like we're running the world today?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Now, as Mark said, you guys are going to have to run this in 60 seconds. Feeling good about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Now, Liam and Theo, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,300. That's so much money. They're not going to college that money. Now, it's time to take on the Double Dare obstacle course. So there are 8 stations. You guys finish each one by grabbing the flag. And then you're also going to grab some prizes that Mark is going to tell you all about. Let's walk you through it. So first up is the Sunday Slide. It's a pretty sweet ride. What you want to do is climb all the way up there to the top of the ice cream cone, slide all the way down into the Sunday, grab the flag, and you guys are going to grab one of these.
A K1 Speed gift card. Come down to K1 Speed Racing to prove your speed on the track.
All right, next up is obstacle 2. This one's for you. It's couch surfing. All you want to do is lift up all the cushions, find the flag, and you guys are going to find yourself going home with this.
Experience the thrill of building your own toy roller coaster with Kinect Thrill Rides.
All right, next up is obstacle 3. It's One Nation underwear. What you want to do is raise Mark's underwear all the way up there, let it air out a little bit, grab the flag, and you guys are going to grab one of these.
I told you not to bring it up. An iHome Bluetooth speaker with 360-degree color-changing light show.
Next up is number 4. It's Down the Hatch. Yo, what's up? We need to brush these teeth, guys. They're getting a little nasty, like mine. My bad. But all you want to do is get down with this one. Open wide, climb all the way through, grab that flag on the uvula. That's what it's called. Grab it, slide down, and you guys are going to slide into this.
A Taylor Academy Series acoustic guitar. Everything you need for a great playing experience.
Next up is obstacle 5. This one is the ringer. We're about to put you through it. Not one, but 2 little loops you guys need to get through. Slide into the soap, ill gross, and then slide out the other side, and you guys are going to slide right into this prize.
Guitar Center lessons where musicians of all ages and skill levels can learn to play a variety of instruments in any genre.
Next up is the Blue Plate Special. This one is special. It's my favorite. It's pizza. All right, get in there, get cheesy, grab the flag, and you guys save a slice for me because you're going home with this.
Light up the galaxy as you cosmic fun glide on your GoTrax glider electric scooter. GoTrax light years of cosmic fun awaits.
Next up, it's time to hit a wall, but in a good way. All right, this is the brick wall breakout. You want to break through, grab the flag, and you guys are going to grab one of these.
A $500 bedroom makeover. Redo your room the way you want it. IKEA, make room for life.
Next up is the great number 8, Mount St. Double Dare.
Ah! I knew it was coming.
I didn't. You did it. It scared me too, man. I'm fine. These pants are absorbent. All right, all you want to do is climb all the way up to the top, grab the flag, and you guys are going to slide into a mountain of prizes with this.
A 2-night trip with your family plus activities to Big Bear Lake, Southern California's premier 4-season mountain lake escape. Good luck, guys.
All right, Who Run the World? You guys have seen the whole obstacle course. Which one's your favorite?
I'd say the mouth.
The mouth, yeah.
The mouth?
Fun.
Yeah, you're gonna brush those teeth up for us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please do. What about you? Which one's your favorite?
I gotta go with the ringer.
The ringer?
Yeah.
Okay, we're putting you through it. We're gonna have a good time. Go ahead and get on the way up there, and we'll get you guys ready on the Sunday slide. Guys, there are 8 obstacles, 60 seconds on the clock. Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line with those prizes. Get ready. All right, audience, can they do it?
Yeah!
Yeah, they can. You're not afraid of heights, right? No, me neither. Stay short for life. All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, go. Woo, he's sliding down, straight through the whipped cream that I'll never be able to digest. He's got the flag. Next up, number two, couch searching, looking through the cushions. One Nation underwear, Mark's underwear in the air. Here we go. He grabs the flag. Next up, down the hatch. Boom. Boom, snap. The country. There he goes. On to the ringer, number five.
Gift card, the building set, the Bluetooth speaker, the acoustic guitar, the music lessons, the electric scooter, the IKEA gift card, and the trip to the Big Bear Lake, not to mention $1,300, $6,500 in cash and prizes. Congratulations. Way to go, guys.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for the most fun that we've ever had. Until tomorrow, we'll see you guys next time.